tax questions that rise as incomes fall by Kevin Kelleher. As unemployment reaches its highest level since the Great Depression, millions of Americans have been left scrambling to get by. As of early April, almost a third of U.S. adults were unable to afford necessities like rent or food. According to an Urban Institute survey, the crisis is bound to deepen. For many, financial survival could come down to desperate measures like dipping into retirement savings or borrowing money from loved ones. While it's not easy to think long-term in emergencies, financial experts say it's important to plan ahead, even when taking drastic steps. It's pretty easy for people to overlook tax considerations if they don't have the financial awareness around them, says Chad Hamilton, a financial planner at wealth management firm Brown & Company. Here are some options to consider when searching for emergency finances, along with important tax rules to know. Unemployment benefits. More than 33 million Americans have filed for unemployment benefits over the past 7 weeks. Those benefits have been expanded by the CARES Act, which also included one-time stimulus payments for millions of taxpayers. However, unemployment and severance benefits are typically considered taxable income. So, says Hamilton, don't just assume the income on your unemployment or severance payments are tax-free. Instead, check with an accountant to avoid surprises come tax season. The stimulus payments won't be taxed. Retirement accounts and other assets. Personal finance experts have long considered the proverbial nest egg to be sacrosanct. In part, that's because early withdrawals from a tax-advantaged retirement account, like a 401k plan or an IRA, are heavily penalized. But the CARES Act temporarily waives that penalty for people who claim hardship caused by COVID-19. Withdrawals will still be taxed, but people will have 3 years to replenish their withdrawal funds, and the tax can be paid ratably over 3 years.